Hi, welcome to the 5 Minute Shift. I'm mom coach Stephanie Rosenfield, bringing you another quick tip for you to feel better in your momming today. Today's episode is all about resentment. So if you are feeling resentful, this episode is for you. I'm going to tell you the real reason you feel resentful, and spoiler alert, it is not what you think, and a couple things to do when you feel this way. Listen. We've all been there. It's a beautiful Saturday and your husband wakes up and tells you that he wants to play golf. Now, if any of you have husbands who play golf, you know that this isn't a 1 hour in and out ordeal. It's a half day thing. So through gritted teeth, you say, okay, because you don't want to be that uncool wife and all the other husbands are going with their cool wives saying yes, but secretly you're simmering inside. Or you're up making breakfast for the kids, rushing around, getting everything ready, and your husband is eating his breakfast with his coffee hot. Or it's 9 p.m. and the kids are asleep and all you want to do is check out, but there's a messy kitchen. So you start cleaning and see your husband sitting on the couch watching a show. Okay, now when I post this stuff on Instagram, I get comments like, what is this, 1975? Why isn't he helping? Listen. I truly believe in partner collaboration. I do. I am simply relaying examples that I hear and have experienced myself. So here's the thing with resentment. It isn't just an internal thing. Like my client, Laura, told me that she was feeling so resentful and angry at her husband when he got to check out at 9 p.m. after the kids went to bed while she cleaned. And she'd harbor all this anger towards him. And after she was done cleaning, she didn't want to be near him, let alone watch a show with him or have a convo with him. She'd make snarky comments like, must be nice. The thing is, feeling resentful doesn't lead to the thing that you want, which is connection. It leads to arguments, isolation, and it led Laura to wanting to be around him less. So now I'm going to tell you a secret, something that isn't well understood, and it's the reason that you're really feeling resentful. Underneath the resentment is really jealousy and sadness. Jealousy for something that you wish you had, and sadness because you don't. So Laura was feeling resentful because she was jealous that he got to check out and watch a show after a long day. She had had a long day too, and all she wanted was to check out, and sad that she couldn't do the same. Just bringing this to Laura's awareness softened her a little bit. She didn't feel so angry at him because she recognized that this was sort of about her. Her wanting something and being sad about something that she wasn't getting. And she recognized there was a wish there, a wish to do the same. So the first thing I did was ask her, what do you want to be doing? And she's like, I want to be sitting down at night and not cleaning the kitchen for 45 minutes. My next question was, how can we make that happen? What do you need to ask for? And she's like, I need to ask him to help, or I need to ask him to split it with me and do it some nights. And here's the thing, when we're angry and ask our husband for help, it sounds a lot different than when we're feeling collaborative. Maybe when you're feeling like your partner is a friend that you could touch on the shoulder, it may sound like, listen, we're both really exhausted at the end of the night. We both really want to check out. The thing is, I'm really tired and don't want to be cleaning the kitchen for 45 minutes. Is this something that you can help me with? Can we do it together so we can both sit down, check out, and connect? That sounds a lot different than when the simmering anger and resentment is there and you're like, ugh, must be nice. So that's what I want you to ask yourself the next time you're feeling resentful. It's, what is my wish? What do I want here? And what do I need to say yes to? What do I need to say no to? And how can I ask for help? And I'll give you a personal example. My husband went on an 8-night golf trip to Ireland this past summer. And when he brought it to me, I realized, I'm like, I want to say yes because I want him to do this fun thing for himself that he'll enjoy, not because I want to be that cool wife and like, I don't want to be angry at me if I said no. I was like, I'm going to say yes to this for him because I love him and I want him to have fun. And I recognized a couple things. The reason I would feel resentment is because of jealousy. And I'm like, what am I going to do for myself that is fun? And I said, I'm going to plan a trip with my best friend next year, a prolonged trip, not one of these 2-night things. And I'm going to California in May with my best friend for a prolonged trip, right? So when he brought that to me, I was like, okay, you're going to do this. And I know I'm going to get that for me. And then I also recognize, what is it that I'm going to need help with to make this a successful week? I'm not doing this alone. I'm not doing this solo. There is no reason for that to happen. So we talked about it and I said, I'm going to need extra help. We have our nanny, like very fortunate to have that, but I'm going to need something beyond that. So this is easier for me, right? So them not getting angry or resentful because I am jealous or sad. And we had his sister fly in with her boyfriend for a couple days, which was such a huge help. But the thing is, I set myself up for success here because I recognize, what would I be sad or jealous about? Well, it's that I wouldn't get to do the same. So I'm going to plan on something. And what will make this easier for me? Well, it's having a sister fly in and, you know, take out for a couple extra nights, extra screen time, all of these things. So that's how I want you, the next time you're feeling resentful, is recognizing, what am I jealous about? What am I sad about? What is it that I need to ask for help with? And that's okay. So if you want to take this all a step further and gain insights that are specific to you and your family, that's exactly what I do with my one-on-one mom coaching clients. You can sign up for a complimentary consult call to learn how coaching can help you and your family. Go to stephaniercoaching.com/consult to sign up.